beginn de karn daf mit sagt es beim zeh daf kemo beginn a basic interest master because the gemara mkoy boy deloidle the truth is he really would have admitted the whole thing. The reason why he doesn't is because he's trying he doesn't have the money yet, thinks until I get it and I'll pay it up. So he says, okay, give him, impose a shvua so that he admits. So this explains much better Rashi. This is Rashi explains, and he says that meaning, even the chashav amayna, that what the Gemara is addressing is the underlying question. If you're suspecting regarding the money that he's denying, and that's why you make him take a shvua, the question is, hechanishba, how could he take an oath? Name him migid the chashav amayna. You should say, wait a second, we're suspecting regarding the money. Chashav shvasa. Then we should speak about the oath. So then that's what the Gemara is addressing. That so how does the shul even help? Shan the Gemara answers the Mishtamit. No, he's just trying to elude from it right now. And he's not really suspect. And that's where the shul is going to kick him. There's a wonder on this. The Gemara comes out later on the above Madav. The Chashel Amayna, when someone suspects the money, the Chashel Ashvas is not suspect regarding oath. So we know that concept. That a person is not. So what are you asking? Do you say the Gemara's question is addressing the question? That's what the halach has come to tell us. That, oh, really, you should be chashav shvasa. And we say, no, it's not really chashav mayna. What do you mean? We know, actually, if you're chashav mayna, you're not chashav shvasa. Balaam don't say, oh, the hainim drabanan, that no, maybe biblically, really, you are chashav mayna, you are chashav shvasa. And that's why we have to explain that the biblical halacha has a different narrative. This that the Gemara tells us later on the above that if it's chashma is not chashma, so rabbinically, because they saw that, oh, an oath was very severe to them. But maybe really biblically the halacha is chashma, you're right, you have to make one respect to the other one. Can't say that. But the command maysim Rav Nachman, because later on the Gemara brings Rav Nachman, the Meshbi, and Isa Shalda Shavuos. Shem Mechinim wants to be let off the hook, saying that stolen from him, he has to make three oaths. Vechim Mehen, what's one of them? So the shalach to be that I didn't touch it, didn't misappropriate it. Now, mashma by zlagat bagaz lakam. It sounds like the more baba coming off kofetz ayin beis da b'dayraisa that oath is biblical. Wait a second, you're obviously making take an oath because he's suspected regarding the money. So if he's suspected regarding the money, how does it help to make an oath? Shouldn't it be chashash shvasa? Obviously, that this biblical oath and from biblical halacha, we'd say that no, that you're not suspected ashvasa. Chinzot we find benaschad the rabba. Regarding the case in Shuris of Beis Mabeis, that regarding the bar that was otim, he says Mashmud sounds like the Amalecha Tafti. That if he would have said I didn't grab it, Haynishba he would swear Lahakrish as an aid to refute the witness who says he did a Shvur Dereis a biblical oath. Number from the fact that he says Metik Sheni Yochli Shava Mishalem, that from the fact that he can't swear he pays, that obviously tells a biblical oath because that Shvur Rabbanon Loyam Achi. On rabbinic oath, we don't say such a thing that if you can't, you pay. So obviously, it's a biblical oath. And again, we see that even by biblical oath, even though obviously it's chashna on the moment, we don't say it's chashna shvasa. So how do we answer this question? Therefore, what you could say is that delay. This is what the Gemara is telling us, that he wants to admit to all of it. Klima, what does the Gemara mean to say? Ma'acher de'emei is, since he does not have the audacity, meaning in regards to the fact that he did admit to some of it. So the question is, if that's the case, emesu. So then, obviously, the truth chain chayv lo yesu, that does not owe him any more. Which we believe him from that virtue itself. Kolom yeshava, and that's the question, why is he swearing? Ye neman, not like Rashi, how could he, but rather, why should he? Ye neman, he should be believed, b'megu d'yibay, that if he wants to, that he could crave hakol, he could deny the whole thing. The answer is no, the inza aza. That's not considered that brazenness. If he would have denied the whole thing, there's the mutik mishnamit. He would have just been trying to, you know, to avoid like a delay tactic, and therefore that wouldn't be a migui that is not meyiz, because it wouldn't be haza anyway. This is what I'm going to say. Kleifa kol nami. Well, why don't you say that when the person that totally denies ishtemutik mishdamit, that he's just avoiding bein aza, and it's not brazenness. Can min perik shvus adin like the most shvus the minimum base of Nachman. He says kriva kol someone denies the whole thing, but bein the shvus eses. Why do you make him take rabbinic oath? Yeshem chazaka, because there's a presumption in him to be a person that can make a claim on ken yesh loy olav unless he has something on him. Well, parach the Gemara asks, adam to the contrary, in order to maze upon the name of Chagor. A person does not have the audacity. So Nigma says, no, it's just avoiding. So therefore, that's why we make him take a Shavuot census. But if that's the case, then it actually should be the biblical Shavuot based on what we're asking. That's why we're saying that by Mictus, we say that you don't have like a migui that you could have, and we're saying that oh no, that a person's not meiz, because that's not a azah. So he's just delaying. So then, why don't you say the same svara of delaying, which is the moed mikzus chiyuv, should be by kayfak kol too? Shem says, but you can say is no. The become welcome still azah yesh yesh to be kayfak kol. There is still more brazenness denying everything when be kayfak chetzi than when you deny half it, and that's what we like a migu. So you're right. Although that's why rabbinically we do, we are mechayev over the shem says, but ultimately you can't say a migu and say that he shouldn't have to swear, because he could have denied the whole thing. Because no, it's not true. You couldn't have denied the whole thing, because ultimately it is way more brazen to deny everything. But the witness's testimony, then you can't say this. I mean, the basic idea is that, like we're saying, the whole idea is because he admits to part of it, that shows us that we can chayev everything. But that's what we would have thought, that by Hadas Eidim there's no such thing. You're not admitting to part of it. Yeah, you'd be Mechayiv half of it through the Eidim. So I would have thought that the halacha of Shu would not apply. That's what we needed the Kamash Malan for, which Trace explains. He says, this is what we say when witnesses testify that you can't say, so it says there's a kol kach mishtamit. Can't say really so much that he's really pushing it all. Kivin shikav hakol. Because ultimately he's denying everything. Same, I would say, given the chashuru legzol, chashna mishabasa. Okay, so he suspected that he is going to steal. So, because you see that he is denying everything. So chashna mishabasa, there would be suspected on the oath. Kamash malach mukhaima, that's when the kamachaima to tell us to have a gas malachi. No, that doesn't make him into a robber. He is just pushing it over. That could be milva. Chashla edis, we know that if someone denies alone, he's still kosher for testimony. Which tells us that that he's not considered as a chashash was. Now, Bavka of the Mele Kamal, the Gemara says later on the Vav Menav Leim Mina Migu the Chashav Hulu. Although we don't say a Migu the Chashav Mina Chashav Ashvasa, so but what are we? Aren't we saying that that this is what the Havimina is? And that comes to say, he says, yeah, Mikamal Kamal, we got my Tana Ashmin. Oh, so the Tana wants to let us know this Halachud Leim Mina. We don't say it. So although we would know it based on that svar itself, I want to tell from this kavuchemer too, as he ultimately concludes that you'll be chayv a shu by Eden too. This is what I'm going to say. Am I itzuch letaima dishtamute? Why do we need this reasoning? Explaining that why do we need a kavuchemer? Because you would have said to say, oh no, this only by my mixes, by the high dice pib, where he's just trying to get, you know, push off, which does, as the Gemara says, which does not apply by Aiden. Lame, why don't you just say very simply, he loved Kavochim. If you didn't have the Kavochim, I would have thought to say, this pib, gedolim, I would have said, yeah. Actually, the admission of the guy himself is greater than the testifying of the witnesses to be mechayiv mishbo. Because of the fact that in Bakosh Vazama, the guy himself cannot be refuted, and you can't do azama because brother like one, which actually the Gemara later on the next daf actually says this point. And the truth is, you can ask this question the other way too. The Kamanamin, the Gemara later on also have a little myth. The Gemara could have asked the other way around. Malapiv, that what are you going to say when the guy admits on his own? Shekin mishtamit, where he's just avoiding. So basically, the question is, why does the Gemara in both places say a different svara? The Shem says, you can say, the Hacha over here, Das Lefrushe, where we're coming to explain. The Dois Piv, Gidom, and Das Edim, where the testimony of the guy himself is greater than the testimony of the witnesses. Nichali Lemikha, Taimur, and Mishtamid. So we prefer to say, why? Because, yeah, it makes sense that, you know, you can Mimchaiv a Shvua when he admits for the half versus when the witnesses testify for the half, because it's logical. The Mitam Zay Yeshaba, but Dois Piv, that's why you would swear when he admits on his own, but Das Edim, but not when the witnesses testify. Now, the stringency of that, well, you can't refute the guy himself, but witnesses you could. That the Gemara prefers to use that for later on the next Talmud, list the Kavochemer, to demolish this Kavochemer. Why? Because that's the way of the Gemara, Lifrich Pirchal Kabochemer, to ask a questioning, which actually some add the word Mikra from a Pasuk al Kabochemer, but Lim is right, not from logic. We're not bringing Svaras logic later on of like, oh, the logic would say over here, he's just avoiding, whereas the verse doesn't apply to Edom. Therefore, the, each one, it brings a different idea. Convicts his master, begins to make a malapip. How you can learn out from the guy when he admits it on his own, Shkim Echai Bekarbon, where that obligates him the carbon to make Mechul, what you can say by Edom, that cannot. Pidish, in other words, Tosh explained, Shekin, Echai Bekarbon, a guy himself could obligate himself in the carbon, a fellow Edom Akichin, meaning, even if witnesses refute him, but when they say, Lav Chilav, but no, you didn't eat forbidden fats, it was kosher fats. Why do you have to say this idea? Because Tosh explains, the ain't Edom Akichin, because if witnesses are not refuting him, how's the Gemara say, Toim Be'edom Mechul, that you can say, oh, by witnesses? And on the other hand, it doesn't work. It's not true. Aiden not mechayvin eisei carbon. Witnesses also obligated to carbon. The main machishna, he doesn't refute them. As well, aid echad, even the singular witness, the main machishna, he doesn't refute him. Mechayv a carbon, he obligates him to carbon. So therefore, must be talking about, meaning, even if there's witnesses that are contradicting. Natsis explains this, but this is sugya. This, our sugya, severus holds, kalishna de perik amalei, like that version, and Gemara Kriz of Yudbez, and my first time made it abon and lekamon, that explains the reasoning of the Rabban later on, Darmaloi, when they tell the guy, Chalta Chela, you eat forbidden fats. No, I did not. The halacha is the potter. Why do they hold your potter? Because the guys believe themselves more than 100 people. So therefore, his own admission could obligate him in the carbon. If even the witnesses refute him. On the other hand, in Machaibanai's carbon, in Machishan. But witnesses cannot obligate him a carbon if he refutes them. Now, specifically according to that Lishna, as Tosfos explains, according to the other version of the Gemara, the Mefarsh Tamid Rabbanan, that they explained the reasoning of the Rabbanan, the Metarid's Dibure, specifically because he's just able to explain his words, meaning he's not really stronger than them. It's just, Rama, he says, when I said I didn't eat, I meant I didn't eat by mistake, I ate it deliberately. My Tomatik Shamar, Loyachalti, when he says, I didn't eat, we just didn't check what he meant. But according to that version, he's not really believed to refute witnesses. So then, actually, according to that Lishna, the witnesses are stronger than his own admission. They actually would obligate him to carbon even if he refutes them. And he would not be able to obligate himself to carbon if he were to refute them. And that's what we're saying, that this halacha of Chia, as even according to Rabbanan, but that's what we're saying, that this is specifically, meaning the Chacham hold that Eidim Amo Chomer, and obligate him, even if he refutes them, according to this version, the Gemara could have explained that the words of Chia is based on the Chacham. But that's what we're saying, that our Gemara holds like the Lishna Kam over there, that that we're saying that we believe him more, than over there, but if like, we wouldn't be able to explain his words that according to the other Lishna, well, we wouldn't believe it. He makes test mask at the beginning of the Gemara, so the Gemara says that Reb Chiya Kermeis really that holds that the Edom are more chomer actually than Hadas Piv. Says Tzitzis and Demi begin to say, wait a second, that in Cain, if that's the case, then Neimah. If you're saying that, why doesn't Reb Chiya say the Kavu Chaimah that Reb Meir himself said? Let me Kavu Chaimah to Reb Meir. What does Reb Meir say? He says, Mevil de Mischa Muda, if the witness can bring him to death penalty, Levil de Shvua Kale, think he can bring them to the lighter oath? So over here, they should have said the same Svara. Why is Reb Chiya coming on to his own Kavu Chaimah? If it's based on Reb Meir. Hashem says, with Gezeiz Dekel Mirfach, no, you could ask and say that Reb Meir's own Kavachemah wouldn't be enough, because you could say, Dama Lamisa, what are you going to say for the death penalty? Shekin HaMa Shehin Me'idin HuMeis. That what it is that they're testifying, Chel Shabbos, whatever it is that he claims they did, that's what the guy is dying for. Taimer Gabishvu, what are you going to say regarding Oth Shal Mashu Kleifer HuNirba? It's actually what he's denying is where he's going to come in, like a Malik Adigma says later on the next Ahmed. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to learn out from Misa if you have to learn out from Reb Chiya's Kavu Chaimah, which is on the same thing itself, the same oath, from Piv to Ados Edom to say that, it's on the thing that you're denying that you're swearing for. And that would be the source of the Kavuchem. It says, not to begin with the words of Gemara, Ma'am Yitzalim, Mezi, you see, well, what if you wanted to say that I was, that I was deliberate? In other words, that Rameya says, well, I mean, brings the Mitzchamugo, we're not going to believe Aiden regarding carbon Akal. They said, no, because he could say I was deliberate, and then he would be potter. So this is the Lishna to Adam Neman. So this going back again to that prior Taisvis in Malapiv, that there's two Lishnas, how to understand the Shittas Chachamim. So he says, Lishna Adam Neman, let's be because of Aiden, according to that version that says that, yeah, a person that actually believed more than 100 witnesses. Haim Yir Tzolema, so what do we do? It's not because he can explain his words. Didn't we say that? You don't have to explain. He's stronger than him. So you have to say this in your dilemma. The verb of Mayor Kamri. They were saying according to Reb Mayor, meaning even according to you that we don't believe him more than Aiden, but at least he could be able to translate his words. Kedisa Pergamer like the Gemara says over there and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Because Idach Lishna that according to the other version, Time Beden Avshay Kamri. Yeah, this is actually their own explanation. And because they don't really hold that that Edom are that he's stronger than Edom itself. Basically, wants to say now that maybe you could even say it according to the other Lishna, which he says don't say that. So the Amavars don't explain the Ma'ayim Yitzaloyim that oh, if he wanted to etc. Meaning, what are we saying Im Yitzaloyim? That he can be believed to say that I didn't eat. Meaning to be stronger than the witnesses. But I thought you do believe. No, we're saying migdi boy amazed easy. That oh, since he could have said I did it deliberately, and therefore we see that that's the kind of that that's what actually is what makes him even stronger than the Aiden. That's not a possibility. That would be that his migo would be going up against Aiden, and we know that migo doesn't work with Malcolm Aiden. What does the Gemara mean to say? That af masha amar lo yechalti, that even what he says that that I didn't eat, that yochel tazvarv, he could explain his words. Believe it to say lo yechalti shoy yelam. He said no, I didn't eat by mistake. Rather ate deliberately. Amar diksh amar lo yechalti, and it's just saying that when he says I didn't eat lebotko is echayidayt that they didn't check what was his intention. And then he's just explaining that I did it deliberately. And the Rabban hold the masha amar lo yechalti. That what I said that I didn't eat, that was what he had in mind. I didn't eat by mistake, rather ate deliberately. And according to Rameyer, I'm pretty sure say if I'm amazed at Yisrael, and he's saying, yeah, I did it deliberately. That's what he holds. That doesn't make a difference. Because this is what it says in Torah's Kain, Amr Rameyer says, if in the beginning he said he did it deliberately, okay, then generally, then we listen to him. If they would litigate with him the whole day, and at the end he says, I didn't do it, then then I did it, and generally then it's too late already, then we really don't listen to him. Again, like that's what we're saying, that's the pshat, again, whether it be their own, or it's leave it there, and they, again, according, depends, according to which Lishna, like we said, do we believe, the more than the Edom, or no, that this is why we believe him, because he's not big then, but at least we could interpret his words. But then it says, but then we're going to say, you see, how is he believed to say that I did it deliberately, again, whether it's in the beginning or in the end, depending on like was according to Meir or Rabbanan, but there's a bigger problem. We know there's a cloud that a person cannot make incriminate himself. We don't pay comment, like it says in the Tesma base. And Gavaplan Ravani Ratsaini, when he says, yeah, the guy sodomized me, I did it willingly, what you make with Sabarashi is not believed. So here he's being made with Sabarashi, he's saying that he ate it deliberately. But sometimes we can say is the in them and lifts lots. That's only that the person not believed to invalidate himself from testimony. That we don't believe you. He's trying to repent. Doesn't want to bring unconsecrated carbon to the Azar. You're telling you didn't b'shagig, he's going to have to bring a carbon, but that's wrong. It didn't deliberately. I'm not chayv a carbon. And he wants to do tshuva on it. So therefore, that's why we actually do believe him. He says, Master begins the Gemara, Asham hain a carbon. The Gemara says, well, when Asham is the same point, you wanted to refute, you can't learn Eidim from Piv, because Piv is m'chayv Asham. Well, it's the same as carbon, which we said carbon remain holds that you could be m'chayv him through Eidim. So he explains to Rameyer that according to Rameyer, Mechayim said Oshem, that the witnesses could obligate him in Oshem. So he says, Tim, it's a wonder, because Mastin Dal German, in the Mishnah, and Shavuos Daf Mem Tesef. Now tonight we learn the Mishnah. Hefin Shari. The guy says, "Where's my ox?" He says, "Nigna, it was stolen." Mashbiach Ani Va'amam, and he says, "Well, I want you to swear." And he says, "Yeah, he takes the oath." Then witnesses say that actually he did eat it. Now let him b'sham kefil. He has to pay kefil like a guy that was caught with edim. Hoidim Atz maybe admit on his own. B'sham kefil mechay b'sham asham. He pays the principal, the fifth, and asham, which is happened when you swear falsely and then you admit. Aval pi edim, but if it was through witnesses, im b'sham chay b'sham asham. We see that no, you don't pay the chay b'sham asham. Don't we say we hear that they could be mechay b'sham asham? P'chint nam pega gezel kama. We learn baba kama davkav chesam adal. And we, the Gemara explains it that it's Kirameir. But I thought Rameir holds that you could be Mechayiv the Asha. But sometimes we can say is the Suga the Hacha, our Suga of Hidl Rameir, that according to Rameir, Eidim Mechayiv Nasi Asham could obligate him in Asham. Lo Yamana, he missed the Kirameir. Our Suga will not explain that much like a mayor. It could be a look Mahasam, rather like it tries to explain over there, because Achle Trefa. That when you eat a Trefa, and so therefore the shchit is not a shchita, to be chayiv on it dal vehei, that since it's like a mayor, that this is a shchita that's called a shchita to be chayiv on it, comes in our sugya that the ashram is like a carbon. So we would say that yeah, it's not like a mayor. And but he's sugya the hasam. But however, that sugya the subler mayor that holds it according to a mayor, idem le mechayiv ashram, cannot obligate him ashram. Why is that? By Oshem it says that his vado that they confess, which is his own admission. Then they wouldn't hold like Arsugi Beir Oshem and the carbon that Oshem has a carbon, and it would be different. And what would come out is that they explained Reb Chiya now Sugya like Maskana of the Gemara. They continued that right. It doesn't learn it out from just Piv because. You would be able to ask Mal Pev Shkim Chayv Asham, and it's, you would have to learn it out. Like Agamar actually does conclude from Piv and Nedecha. But that's what we're saying that the Gemara in Baba Kama that explains it. How is it possible? Why you potter? It has to court treat the mayor that such a shchita is a shchita, but that the problem, like we said, if it's a mayor. So then you have the problem about how regarding the carbon ashram. So it said that you don't have to say the Mishnah is like a mayor. But Bava Kama wants to explain it on his shita. So it doesn't talk about when you shecht it as a trefa. That there's two different options how to explain it as a nevela or a trefa. But so our sugya holds agreement in the opinion of mayor that ashram is a carbon and edim b'mechayba ashram. Even if the guy refuted the Mishnah, but they were explaining Nalik Rameir and Stomach when you were shechted, as like we said, as a trefa, Nalik Rameir sheeted there based on the principle of the Nevela. Like we said, the Gemara over there explains the Mishnah Rameir would disagree with us again, hold that Al Ashram is not like a carbon. Rameir would agree that Eden cannot mechayev him if he's machish.